This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, send me a message. I do watch the chat room. Can't always read what you've written. But I do appreciate you being involved and engaged, like, as I say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to call and give a holler, let me know where I'm off or where I'm right. Like to know where I'm right. It's always a lot more fun. Anyway, seriously, if you disagree with me, I have no problem with that. I love to discuss with people who disagree. That way, then we can have an honest conversation. We can decide, you know, we can lay our cards on the table. We can decide not so much who's right or who's wrong, but more so whether you can believe any of what I'm telling you, and vice versa. You know. I want to go back to something we were talking about last segment, or last hour, I should say. I do not want to turn this into a gay, lesbian, transgender bashing, or have it appear that way. Because, again, as some of my Christian friends keep forgetting, we're supposed to love all people, not their actions. We're supposed to love all people. We're supposed to be praying for people, even people we can't stand or we think are irredeemable or that we think are deplorable, whatever. You're supposed to be praying for those people. As a Christian, my whole goal, the best thing that I can see happen is see somebody come to Christ honestly. So you as a Christian, if you're praying for somebody to be hurt, to be killed, to be taken out or whatever, before coming to know Christ, I think you need to reread your Bible. You're tad off there. But I don't want to go deep into that. Look, Hitler, Marx, the rest of those fascists, communists, if they had your kids, if they had the youth, just like they do in China right now, they had the country. They could do what they want to do, they'd have the country. In China, as we heard and saw and have read, and I've done a few shows on, they get those kids into school from day one. Remember, they're all dressed the same. They're all given the same exact lessons as dictated by the government. They're all told how their parents are inadequate, but the government was always going to be there to save them. The government was their God. The government was their sufficiency. Sound like the early days of the Bible, right? No difference is you have to switch Satan for government. So why is it that Hollywood and these evil people are going after your kids in many ways? I mean, when you think about it, we did that story about, what was it, the 8th grader, the 9th grader, not greater, but the 8 or 9-year-old that came out as gay and was pole dancing and his parents were all for it in New York. Remember that? Even though it was, think about this, we always hear from the left how it's, no one's above the law. However, they were allowing a 9-year-old into a bar at night after 10 o'clock. Actually, not even a bar, let's be honest about it, it was a strip club. To do pole dancing as a gay, I mean, that was what was bringing them in. Here we had a gay 9-year-old that was a drag queen and pole dance, excuse me, exotic dancer. I don't want to insult anybody. And this is what these kids are supposed to look up to. This is what we're supposed to encourage these kids to do. Everybody was talking how brave he was. No, you're not brave. You're impressionable at 9 years old. What's brave? Because he came out as gay? How is that brave at 9 years old? You don't even know what colors come together. I mean, later on in life, you may want to date men. Okay. At 9 years old, you have no clue. You don't know what love is all about. Like I said, you don't even know what foods are good for you, what colors go together. It's just amazing to me. And to show you how rabid these people are, when now you're starting to see the detransitioning starting to grow. All these young ladies who now know that they made a mistake. So what does the left come out? Instead of encouraging them and saying, hey, look, you know what? People do make mistakes, and we're sorry you went down that road and you didn't have to, and whatever it is. Instead of encouraging them as they're coming back to their cisgen position, no. What they tell them is they haven't given enough time, they're not paying attention to science, which, what a farce that is. Biology is science. Biology says you're male, but if you feel like a female, you can make the transition, and that's science all of a sudden? They just throw so much. This group just keeps throwing things at you. It's so incoherent to try to understand. Let me see. There's no more boy and girl. Remember that fight for the longest time? No more boy and girl, yet girls should get the upper hand in certain things. How does that work? There's no more boy and girl, but you want me to recognize, you know, a transgender female as a true female. But that was no more boy and girl. Thoroughly confused. Which is it? And then, if you truly want equity and or equality, why is it that every commercial you see now either has a black couple, right? Very few have brown couples, more black couples than anything. Then let's not forget the biracial ones. All of a sudden, the ad agencies became woke. All of a sudden, they went, oh, yeah, that's right, too. No, they're just appeasing you. You're being used. If you're in those communities and you're thinking, oh, God, it's about time, you're being used. You know, when you look at advertising, you look at marketing, and, you know, people come to us, to the show, to say, hey, look, I'd like to market this, I'd like to do this, I'd like to sell with you. They start giving you demographics. And frankly, and honestly, the group that has the most disposable money is the gay community. Male couples, they've got plenty of disposable money to play with in most cases. And that's who they're trying to target in a lot of these commercials. Show me your hostess on the Real Side. Again, you're being used. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people. We are back. Tom Senior host. Really, seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me information, sending me messages. I really do appreciate it, and I mean it very much. Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I really do. Some of the goofy stuff you guys send me during the break, I really appreciate it. Anyhow, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. We're talking about a very, I guess it's an uncomfortable topic for some. It's not for me, because, you know, it's come to the point where, you know, when you get pounded, that's why I kind of identify with Trump from a standpoint, no matter what you do is wrong, and in my local community, you know, being on a school board, the lefties hate me, so it really doesn't matter what I say or what I do, they're going to twist it anyhow. So you get to the point where you say, well, I don't care anymore. Because if I watch my words or watch what I'm going to say, I'm not going to be able to get the message across properly. It won't matter anyhow because you're going to twist it no matter what I do. So you just let it rip. And you let them, you let those out there that can actually have the brain cells to figure out what you're trying to say, you let them figure it out on their own. But the, but again, Xander, you know, you guys need to pray for Xander. He's a little sick right now, a little under the weather. So for those of you who do pray, pray for him. He'd very much appreciate it. Hop on his Facebook page. Wish him well. And if you don't pray, then send him good vibes. That's what I'm told people don't pray to. They send good vibes. So do that. But when you think about what's going on here, and let's be clear. I don't think, and if, you know, Xander's a perfect example of that, and some others that we've had on the show. Not every gay, lesbian, transgender person is out to pull everybody in and try to get them to be gay, lesbian, transgender, nonconforming, sister, whatever the terminologies are now. So let's not paint with that broad of a brush, because it works the same thing in the Christian communities, the Jewish communities. Not everybody are radicals, right? There are radicals in every group. But when it gets to the point where Disney, who has a reputation over the years, in generality, of being good, wholesome family fun, and I'm sorry some of you are offended, but having a drag queen or drag queens teaching, you know, young kids in a second, third, fourth grade how to, what is it called, twerking? That is not good, wholesome fun. Sorry. I want you teaching my daughter how to wiggle her butt. My kids go to, you know, again, how far we've come from reality. You heard, some of you who heard the first hour, and giving a biblical citizenship class, courtesy of Patriot Academy. Rick Green has put these classes together. He's training people to do it across the country. I would admonish you, even if you don't see yourself as a teacher or trainer, reach out to me. I'll tell you how to get involved, joe@therealside.com. You could learn how to do these classes yourself. He's even comping some of the coach fees or what have you. This is important. If you can reach 10 people in your community, they can reach 10 people. It's an old-fashioned pyramid scheme, right? Get them informed, and they'll inform 10 people, and they'll inform 10 people. And we possibly can get enough people, their brain cells stimulated, for them to actually make a change. That's what we're missing here. We can yell and scream at people all we want to. We can tell them how wrong they are. We can dictate to them just like the left does. Or we can do what the left does in the standpoint of let's educate them properly with real information in the right way. New Disney cartoon, the feature I was talking about with two gay dads, gender nonconforming kid. Again, this is not a slight on them. It is a slight on Disney. Now, if you're aimed at a certain group, that's one thing. But I will tell my kids as a parent what a proper behaviors, non-behaviors, lifestyles, whatever the terminologies you want to use. I will never teach my kids. That's the other thing that they try to put on us. True Christians, true conservatives, will never teach your kids to hate gay, lesbian, transgender, unicorn, whatever the term. I have 79 of them. I'm not going to use them all. Never. We love people. Right? We want people to feel safe. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean you... If I don't agree with you and you don't feel safe, that's your problem, not mine. Unless I specifically done something, physically done something to you or threatened you verbally, that's your problem if you don't feel safe. I will tell you, whether you're a gay, lesbian, or transgender, if I'm trying to feed somebody or help somebody out, or we need help getting somebody some medical attention, I'll stand right next to you. Not a problem. I'll work with you to help fix that person, to fix that person's house, a car, or whatever. That's not an issue for me. It shouldn't be for anybody. So Disney now felt the need to resurrect, if you would, a program that was called The Proud Family. It originally aired in the 2000s. So now they're re-airing it with The Proud Family Louder and Prouder. These are two gay dads Now, the interesting thing is one is white, one is black. I mean, look at the stereotypes. Look at what they're plugging in so they hit everything. Two gay dads will be parents to a 14-year-old social justice warrior. Porter and Quinto, voiced by Randall and Barry Leibowitz. They are adopted parents to 14-year-old activist Maya, played by Kiki Palmer. Now, Joshua will portray Michael Collins, Penny Proud's best friend guy, who is described as non-conforming trendsetter. Now, he serves up fierce looks both at the school and at basketball. So, I mean, you see the setup here. Right? Now, Disney, again, just like Nickelodeon was, still is probably, they're all about pushing the kids in the direction they believe the kids should go because they know better than you. Right? This is like indoctrinating small children to get them to believe what you want to believe. It's like the old Sesame Street way of teaching kids. It keeps giving them the same message over and over and over again. And now that message through, you know, critical race theory is if you're white, you're pretty much to blame for everything. So, I don't know what the next Disney classic is going to bring. This is why you have to pay attention. Will it be a lesbian Snow White? A bunch of transgender dwarves? I mean, why go down these roads? Be original. Why do you have to change all this? Be original with your own stories. If you got the real story, if everything's good and things are being done the right way, what's the problem? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let it rip. Give me a call. We'll be back in a minute.
Cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares. We're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up.
President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Head up to the MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Father's Day's coming up. Slippers are really cool. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm at that age. I can't get slippers off to my bed. I bought a pair of slippers. I love them. Love how they fit. Love how they feel on my feet. Keep my feet warm when they need to be, that kind of thing. And a lot of good stuff up there. Pillows, blankets, sheets, all kinds of things. Check it out. But when you check out, use promo code Joe. It's just that simple. Joe. I can't make it any easier. Joe. J-O-E, for those who don't know the spell. Joe is the promo code. So, seriously, head over to Helps the Show, and it'll save you some money. Guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. What's really funny is, we've seen the memes or we've seen the questions, and it begs the question. If you can blame white people in this country, no matter when they got here, where their families were from or anything, for slavery, and make them pay for slavery, then shouldn't all Japanese that are here pay for Pearl Harbor? It's just a question. Now, those of you who really honestly know me, I don't believe that at all. Right? I don't think the Japanese people, I don't think the Chinese people as a whole are bad people. They have corrupt governments. The Japanese had a corrupt government at the time. Or bad government. Look what they did to their people. Look at the harm they put their people in the way of. But is that what we're doing? Is that what we should be doing? Shouldn't true equality / equity mean that everybody gets treated the same? Everybody has the same to pay the same penalties and or receive the same rewards? Latinos are supporting the recall of Newsom by 49%. Isn't that great? I love these numbers. When I see them pop by, I can't help but read them. So Disney isn't the safe haven you always thought it was going to be in. And then let's talk about Blue's Clues. Right? Another cartoon you thought was, as people keep saying, there were certain cartoons they knew they could put them in front of your kids and everything would be fine. So, on a Todd Starnes radio show, he was talking about the Blue's Clues himself. I guess it's a popular television program for kids. They published a gay pride video featuring lesbian alligators. How do you know? Who's gotten close enough to ask? Transgender beavers and non-binary dolphins. Nickelodeon says a sing-along video for kids is just part of a celebration of Gay Pride Month. Nina West, a man who dresses like a woman, provided the voice for the video's animated drag queen. The cartoon features a parade of LGBT family, TQ families, like two gay bears, one of whom was wearing a feather boa. The point is to convince children that families can have two mommies, two daddies. They can be asexual, bisexual, pansexual, non-sexual, non-anything. All families may be different. This is what the message they're trying to get across. And they love each other. Allies of the queer community can love their queer friends so proudly. Love is love is love. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say to you when they were using the mantra during the whole gay marriage thing? When they started pushing that mantra, love is love, I said, oh, love is love, and you can't tell us who to love. Remember they were pushing that? And I said, that mantra is open-ended. Can't tell you how many. Can't tell you who. Can't tell you what age. And look at what's happening here in California. Right? 855 Real show. 855-732-5560. Blue's Clues was, again, a good, wholesome show. And I don't care if you're a drag queen professional. I realize, after talking to Xander, I understand that, you know, some of it, many of them, actually, is just a profession. It's a way they make money. You know, and we saw it with Milton Berle and Sid Caesar and many of the other guys that used to do women's parts. Or play women's parts, if you would. The Flip Wilson. That was a funny one. Anyhow. But you need to be teaching your kids about that stuff. You need to be telling your kids what's right and what's wrong. You need to make sure your school knows how you feel about these things. And not on a onesie, twosie basis. Bring a bunch of your friends with you. Let them know how you feel. Fauci accuses Trump supporters of not understanding simple science and the fact that it changes on a regular basis. So if it changes on a regular basis, all these things they tell us is settled science. Are they really settled science? I'm just asking. I mean, he said it. I didn't. So Dr. Fauci claims supporters of former President Bush, I mean President Trump, they don't understand how science evolves. Fauci was responding to criticism of his emails. Well, how did science evolve? When you're talking about a virus, and you didn't say corona doesn't spread this way. You said viruses don't spread this way. Viruses don't do that. That's why you don't need the mask. Listen to what you said on a regular basis at these press conferences. It's just amazing, and he's allowed to get away with it. Right? Nobody's really calling him out. Yeah, little articles here and there, but nobody's really pounding away at it. The Christian conservatives blast the RNC for celebrating Gay Pride Month. Handful of days into the Rainbow Month. The LGBT, it's so hard because some are LGBTQ plus, some are LGBTQ ABC. I mean, just go on and on with letters, right? You see it all over social media. You're seeing the rainbow flag everywhere, which is really interesting because the rainbow represented what God did, and a lot of these people, a lot of, outspoken about it, they don't believe in God. It wasn't the smartest thing Telly RNC chairwoman Rona McDonald has ever done. At a time when a dozen states are racing to stop the transgender extremism, is what they're calling it, the GOP is celebrating, if you would, transgenderism. Now, they're going to be in a bad situation because how do you fight? How do you speak to those who lay out a message? How do you speak to the transgenders that they're trying to allow to play sports? Right? I mean, think about it. Now, if McDonald was looking for a way to end her party's record-breaking fundraising, boy, did she nail it. You got to take a position and stand on it. If your position is that transgenders are fine in sports, then you got to stand behind it. You can't denounce it up front and support it in the back and vice versa. You can't do it. You can send me a mail at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Rhoda says that we're proud to have doubled our LGBTQ support over the last 4 years. Well, technically we didn't do it. Trump did it. I mean, seriously. If the party starts screwing up really bad, Trump decides to go in a different direction or start that third party, we'll be devastated. In case the RNC hasn't noticed, there is a wave of red states in line trying to cut off the gender extremism that you see the RNC basically embracing. A good number of Democrats are also sick of the transgender in sports. You know, there's a big difference here because they try to play this game. But it's not a matter of being against transgender people. And you want to talk about settled science? DNA is settled science to a big degree. There's so many things that you can look at that you can deduce from medicine or get clarification from medicine as to what a person's gender is all about. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you don't be heard, you don't make the call. But you have a question or comment that you want to make, tell me where I'm wrong. Anyway, they're not sitting at home celebrating a movement that's robbed our girls of their goals in sports. And I've seen it. I've talked to some of those girls personally. And I'm not a sports freak. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Also, the place that you with me. You know, somebody wrote in the chat room that the some of the commercials were some of the commercials were real entertaining, and I would agree. I would tend to believe that most of the people listening, it's not an irritant that all of us that there are black people in a commercial or black and Hispanic or. The irritant is all of a sudden they become woke. Fake woke. Just like, you know, the Me Too movement. It was all fake. Where is it? Where are the Me Too... Where's the Me Too movement with Gavin Newsom right now? Gavin has been accused of having several affairs with people that work for him. Whether on his, you know, committee or campaign committee and or in the... In the office with him. So where are the Me Too people there? Do they exist? Do they care? Let's pick it up. He's been holding on all through the commercial. I'm sure he enjoyed the commercials tremendously. Ed, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on. Real quick, like I'm probably reiterating the information or not, but this thing about the COVID-19, through everything that I've looked into, and the fact is, the government of China actually committed a bit of terrorism on the world, and specifically the United States, in sending out tens of thousands of people who they knew had this virus out into the world. It's an act of terrorism. I don't care if it, how it was developed in the bioweapons lab, or they want to make up something fictitious about the wet market or whatever. The fact that they knew that literally hundreds of thousands of their own people were contaminated, and even hold celebrations so they would keep them in close proximity to each other, and then send out literally tens of thousands of them to contaminate the people of the world. That's an act of terrorism.
Yeah, I think you're finding there's a lot of people on board with you with that. I'm reading more and more about how, especially if China knew what was going on, and they could prove that they knew that they knew it was out there and how dangerous it was, and they want to try to find a way to get them to pay for the damage that they've done. I don't know how you get them to pay for the dead people across the world, but they're going to
find
them to do
that. Lot. Okay, some of that you have to give local credit to, like the governors that instead of isolating those people with pre-existing conditions that did have the problem with COVID, they put them into other nursing homes instead of allowing the hospitals to put them in isolation.
Yep.
Some of these deaths had to be contributed to the governors who did absolutely the wrong thing, closing the economy down, isolating people in closed up areas,
yep.
Not using common sense. I don't care how many certificates they got on the walls. I don't care how many graduate honors they have. Doesn't matter how smart you are if you do stupid things.
Yeah, my dad says a degree doesn't equal common sense. Ed, always a pleasure for you to call. Really appreciate your time.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, there is now much discussion around what to do China if they could prove that China knew what was going on, knew how it got out, knew how bad it was. I don't know what if they can prove. They've got enough proof in front of them now. I would take them in front of the world court in a heartbeat. Back to the story about the RNC and how the RNC, you know, when you look at the assault across the country on conservatives and what have you, I think they have to be extremely careful when they're supporting things. Look at this whole drag queen stuff reading to the kids, for instance. What are they reading? What books are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at it as a whole. I do not know, and maybe somebody could tell me. And again, Xander, when he comes back on, we'll talk about it, because Xander had done a shtick around being a drag queen and doing a show around it. And he agrees it's nothing that children should be, you know, working with, looking at, or learning about. And when you see the damage it's done to our young girls when it comes to sports, taking away their dreams. So, again, McDaniel needs to really think about what she's doing. She really needs to think about the party as a whole. I'm tired of people compromising what they believe to be true. All the principles that we have, especially the Republican Party. We had principles at one time. Right? And we've let them go. We've decided they're not as important. They're not worth... You know, and some of you have written me and said, you know, Joe, things evolve. Well, okay, really? We want to go down that road? What evolves? What has evolved about, you know, sexuality? I mean, science was the big thing. Always accuse us of not paying attention to science. Yet, again, what does biology say you are? Or do you get to make it up as you go? If you get to make it up as you go and change it however you want to feel, or change it as to what you feel like that day, that's not science anymore. But call it out as such. You know, don't play with it. Here's what I thought was amazing. This is what I wish Evan was around. I get him on the show. San Francisco Teachers Union decides, you know what? We're going to support the BDS movement. You guys know what the BDS movement is? It's boycott, divestment, and sanctions on Israel. That's right. So we're going to sanction Israel. But nobody really knows why. And the stuff they're spewing is not true. It's lies. It's what they've been taught in school, but it's not real. So San Francisco Teachers Union is drawing criticism from Jewish families after voting to endorse the anti-Israel boycott. Now, they released a statement accusing America's Middle Eastern ally of committing apartheid and war crimes. Really? It is easier to be a Palestinian living in Israel than it is to be a Jew living in any one of those surrounding neighborhoods run by Hamas or the Palestinians. The United Educators of San Francisco endorsement of the movement in mid-May. Right, and because of the fighting between Israel and Hamas. It's the first time a public school teachers union has backed a cause. And that's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. The BDS movement seeks to pressure Israel to change its policies towards the Palestinians. What do you want to change? Do you guys remember that clip of that mom? Her son was received head trauma, bad head trauma. Whether it was from an Israeli bomb, Palestinian bomb, building falling, whatever. She took him to an Israeli hospital. No questions asked, they fixed up the kid because he was a kid. He was a little boy, he was a kid. They fixed him up to make sure he was going to live. And when they asked the mom how she felt about Israelis now, because it was an Israeli doctor, Israeli nurse, and Israeli ambulance that brought him in. She said she still hated them and would kill the doctor if she saw the doctor on the street somewhere. This is now inbred in them. This is the same kind of indoctrination you've seen going on in some of the schools across the country. Get it embedded. Get these kids to hate Christianity. Get these kids to hate this country. Get them to hate the history of America without really telling them the real history of America. So the... they put up a resolution, and the resolution passed, by the way. Therefore, be resolved that the United Educators of San Francisco express their solidarity with the Palestinian people and call for Israel to end bombardment of Gaza and stop displacement of Sheikh Jarrah. Now, you Jews in San Francisco, I'm just going to say it. What's wrong with you? You vote. You have a large voting block. Why do you keep voting these people in? Why do you keep voting people that hate you? That would hurt you the first chance they get. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Do you feel an alliance or allegiance to the Democrats? Because, again, they're not doing anything for you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I love the rapid fire ones, by the way. State Department and the White House are at odds over the Pride flag. The Department of Defense has decided not to fly the Pride flag at military installations. That's not what it is. It's not what it's for. It's ridiculous. The only flag that should be flown over these installations is the American flag. That's it. Right? Not the POW. I'm sorry, guys, but not the POW flag. It's not what it's for. That flag is flown there to show people that's an American base. Or is it an American base that's only open to LGBTQ? Which one is it? After some careful consideration, the department will maintain the existing policy regarding the display at military bases. So, according to the head of the Defense Department. There won't be an exception made for the Pride flag. There is no way that this reflects any lack of respect or admiration for the LGBTQ community. This is really more about the potential for other challenges that could arise. You make an exception to the LGBTQ flag, then what? BLM. Oh yeah, that's what we want also over military bases, right? What other flags might there be? Why don't you make a list? We'll talk about them in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming up.